Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I'm digging your face right now. I was looking good, love.
You know, that's how I, that's how this, what the show does to me. You know,
it makes me feel things
and give crazy faces. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in the right place. This is the Affair After Show, the one and only Affair After Show. We are here at AfterBuzz TV. We are so glad and excited and always a little bit
confused.
Yeah. Thank you, because of how the show works. But nonetheless, another great episode. I am your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me all day, every day at The Poet Saint. I have my lovely ladies here, starting with Kelly Knezovich.
Wow.
Tonight's a great night, except for the fact that we're missing April.
I know.
You have all your ladies.
Yes.
Next week.
I will have them all next week.
You'll have all three. Yep.
I'm excited.
He's mentally preparing already.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I like your enthusiasm.
Yes.
Hey, guys. I'm Kelly Knezovich, and y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Kelly Knez.
Yes. And, of course, also right next to Kelly is the real deal, Allison Dean.
The real deal. I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
Yes.
So simple.
So simple.
It's so simple.
So simple. And yes, April is out this week, but she is going to be on the live Chizette. So make sure that you use hashtag ABTVAffair, and she's going to be on the chat, and make sure you kind of talk to her and give your input and insight and all that good stuff about what you think about the show, and she will be responding. So she's with us in spirits.
Yes, she is.
Hey, hey, hallelujah. All right. Speaking of praises, going into the affair, we start off a little different. Normally, it starts off with someone's viewpoint, right? And it kind of started off with the attorney and kind of where it left off in the previous episode, which I love the writers here, because it's like once you think you got it down
and then
they switch it up on you, like, oh, I didn't expect that. So it starts off where John, the attorney, is looking at the video that they looked at where we got the infamous line, "That's my baby," or "That's our baby." And he's talking about it, and he comes up with a theory, and that he is talking to, I'm not sure the gentleman's name, his like assistant or whoever that working with him on the case. And he thinks that Allison had a one-night fling with Scott, and that there's some blackmail situation involved, and that possibly Allison would have been the one to kill Scotty. What do you think of that?
Well, I totally did not think that they had anything together. Mm-hmm. I still don't. I think that's totally not plausible at all. But I can see why John might make that connection. Mm-hmm. Because Oscar tells him, "That's my baby." And so he's associating. John obviously wasn't in the room like we were.
right.
All of us were as voyeurs.
Of course.
When when the Lockhart's mom was basically sharing the curse and how there's never going to be another baby and blah, blah, blah. So the way we understand that's my baby has a whole other layer of context than from what John is getting at from that's my baby.
Sure.
You know?
Interesting.
So
interesting.
I don't think that they... No, I don't think Allison and Scotty... Although, wow, wouldn't that be a bomb that drops if, like, next week we're like,
dude,
oh, wow.
That would
flashback.
Be the ultimate bomb
honestly,
dropping.
I don't think I can handle that. I just, my brain is already... It's so filled after every episode that I'm just like, what?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
How could that happen? I don't think that okay, Kel, let's take two. Yeah. I don't think that Scotty is the dad. Mm-hmm. I think that his theory is an interesting one.
Sure.
It's pretty smart, but I don't think it's accurate. I do think that he is referring to the that's our baby, as you know, that is a Lockhart.
Of course.
Also, we were talking, somebody on Twitter, I forget who it was, said, maybe he's referring to that's our baby being the lobster roll.
Right, right.
Saying the lobster roll is our baby.
Sure.
But, yeah, I don't know. There's just so many different things, but I don't think it could be Scotty's. I don't think it's Scotty's. I don't think that would make sense. Then again, the phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would Scotty be calling Allison 14 times the month he died?
Right. Which,
I think we're going to get into that too.
Yeah. And this is my thing. I'm in total agreement with both of you in regards to it not being Scotty's baby. However, the fact that it was brought up, I think, is for a reason. And also the fact that we did get the information that you just mentioned about all the phone calls that happened prior to, you know, what went down. So even though I don't think that that is his baby, I think that is more to the story than, and they're giving us, you know what I'm saying, little bits and pieces of things that are going to come up later that we're going to find out.
Later being two episodes.
Season three.
I cannot wait another
I don't think they'll do that to us. I don't think they'll do that to us. I mean, of course, everything is going to be set up. And there should be a season three because the way the story is developing, there's so many different avenues, different angles. They keep spreading out. They keep giving us a taste of the present day. But they keep coming to the present day very, very minute.
Yeah.
Very minimal. It's more bringing up more of the story, giving more backgrounds. We're getting more nuggets about their past. And when I say they, I'm talking about Noah and Helen, you know, now that they were, you know, talking about in their old college and stuff like that. So I don't know. But I, at the end of the day, I don't know. I don't know anything.
Does anyone?
No one knows but the writers. And
exactly.
I think that they probably are like, oh, wait, let's do this now. You know, so they probably don't know. I don't know. But bottom line is, I'm agreeing with you, but I do believe that it's going to come up later.
Yeah.
That it's going
to
go down.
We'll have to address
I also want to say that I had half of her prediction right, which we're going to get into later, but, you know, between Noah and Eden, I did predict
that
there was
going to
be something was going to go down. So, you know, they didn't consummate the friendship, but I was half right. And of course, who knows later on, but I'm just saying, I just wanted to put that out there that sometimes I can be right. sometimes. All right, so it goes into Helen's version, and so we see Helen and Whitney are visiting college. We come to find out this is the same college that Noah and Helen went to, and the name of the college is Williams College, and Whitney is being Whitney. Her character,
well said,
being Whitney, as normal, not disappointing in that area. And, you know, she's talking to her mom. Of course, you know, she's dealing with the situation still of her mom not being with her father and that whole thing. And she ends up creating a Tinder profile for Helen, which I thought was hilarious, and says that she has 5 good years left, maybe 6. And Helen
what a
is just like,
what a
Helen is just like, I mean, for me, Whitney is the consummate person. She's not really a villain, but I like that she's in there for these passages to kind of bring a realism to what's going on, because we get these two versions, but we don't get like a Whitney version, or we don't get, you know, some of the other characters that have, you know, a poignant parts in there. So, right. But her version is that she is still reeling from the situation. And then we go on further to talk about, you know, she wants to not go to college, even though she's on a college tour, but she's like, I don't want to go to college. I want to be a model and I want to do this. And
to be honest though, that seems super sketch. The guy, you think so? I mean, I would think so. Hearing, oh, I met this guy, he's a photographer, mm-hmm. and I just, for sure, I would want to know more information.
Right.
Then again, I also feel like Whitney is kind of trying to, even Helen said it too, like, I think she makes these decisions mm-hmm. in spite of
sure.
Helen, and trying to get Helen to, what was the term she used, like, freak out, or to make her worried or something, and mm-hmm. I do think that Whitney does that a lot of the time.
Oh, she likes to push buttons. Oh, absolutely. For sure. She's a button
but
pusher.
But I can't decide if she wants to become a model because she actually wants to become a model, or right. if she's like, Mom, I'm going to try to screw you over because right. I know what you want and I'm not going to give it to you. Which Whatever I it wouldn't is. Be surprised if that's the same.
Allison is giving the gas face.
You know, I think... Oh, what face?
The gas face.
Let me not do that ever again.
No, not that type of gas face. Sorry, I went back like way old school hip hop reference.
Oh, okay.
So, third base.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look it up.
So,
She's like, no, I don't want that.
I was like, no gassy faces, Lem. None of that. All right, so what I was thinking, I mean, okay, so one, I think they planted that seed on purpose too, because I would hope that they tell us more about whoever this photographer is, because mm-hmm. That could be really interesting segue right. storyline.
Right.
Yeah,
sure, sure.
I mean, look, and I've heard a lot of models talk about their stories, and somehow it always is like, oh, this guy discovered mm-hmm. me or whatever, and you're like, so right. that's not so far-fetched. I mean,
right.
I've definitely read some success stories that can happen this way. Mm-hmm. I've also heard about, like, women getting abducted and never showing up at their homes again. So, right. You know, whatever. We don't know about that guy. But I don't necessarily think it's to spite Helen. I think that she probably feels passionate about something, and she definitely has a sense of who she is. Mm-hmm. And so I say, go Whitney. And I definitely feel like it was the conversation that Helen and Noah had at the bar, where yes. Noah was kind of like,
I was just going to say that.
Holding her accountable for how she behaved when she was her age.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
And so in that regard, I think it was a very telling thing. And I think Helen had that moment of, oh my God, right. I'm turning into my parents. And I don't want to.
I thought it was very interesting not only to get that information, but to get that information on Helen's version. Because Noah could have easily said that in his version to make, again, himself look like, mm-hmm. I'm giving you information and I'm giving you light and all this kind of stuff. But this was actually her version. And Noah gives her, and it's like, yo, remember how you were at that age? Remember when you wanted to do this and you were walking naked through the library and handing out candy, like you said, and all these kind of different things. And then it comes down to it. And he's like, remember you wanted to go to that one place? And she's like, I didn't go because of my parents. And so she's like, and she says, F word. And she realizes that she's acting just like her parents instead of letting, you know, her child be her child and explore and do what she wants to do. So I thought that was very telling. And to see that Helen was that way, because to me, you know, leading up to that one episode that she, you know, kind of went on the deep end a little bit when she kind of had the marijuana-laced lozenge or whatever and you know, had the accident, all that kind of stuff. We've kind of seen her in this demure, very like, you know, I'm this and I'm that. And Allison, her character was the one Noah would go after because she was wild and carefree and all these kind of things.
Like
that
Helen
Noah's
used to be.
Right. Mm-hmm. Ding, 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 ding.
The darkness.
Right. It comes out. See? And that's what he fell in love with. Oh,
that's what
shoot.
He is falling in love with everyone. That's yes. what he likes in every girl, Eden. That's what, I mean, he is so attracted to the darkness.
The dark side.
The dark side.
I also feel like, not quite along the same lines, but I thought it was interesting when Helen mentioned Uncle Max mm-hmm. and Whitney scoffed when mm-hmm. she said that. And I was like, did Whitney see or hear mm. anything inappropriate and now sees Max in a whole different
I will say yes. I'm going to say yes. Only reason why is two things. One, Whitney is very smart. Her mother even says that, you know, and they talk about that being, both of them actually mention that. But two, they got down at the house. So
it's totally possible.
It's totally possible. Yeah. Totally possible. So I'm sure that she knows she's kind of maybe holding it. Like, I'm going to save that in my back pocket for when I want to go to Alaska for 3 months or something like that.
Blackmail.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Whitney's the type to do that. So, yes, I agree with you on that. I'm agreeing with all of y'all today.
By the way,
everybody's right.
April just sent me, well, all of us, a little message.
Yes.
And apparently we have lots of people chattering with her in chat. So chattering. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
And thanks to April for holding it down in the chat.
Holding it down, yes. April, isn't it? It's awesome.
At least it's not awesome. Allison this week.
It's not Allison. It's
good for you, Lem.
It was before
good
the show
for
started.
You, Lem.
Fix that error.
hey.
You, calling you out.
Keep that down. Stop it. God.
We love you, April.
Get no
we
love.
Miss you.
Jeez. All right. So, so messed up. I do like that another change up that we did see is that they kind of jumped to the present real quick just to give us a little tidbit.
Yeah, mid
yeah,
like her version,
exactly.
Which was,
yeah.
I don't think it's happened before.
I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah.
And basically it was John was talking to Helen, John the attorney, about his possible, he has this possible new theory that he was discussing that we saw at the beginning of the show. And so, but he didn't tell Helen.
We didn't see him tell Helen.
We didn't
Doesn't
see him.
Mean that he didn't tell Helen. It's just they didn't show us.
That's true.
Just like
that
the
portion.
Cole and Allison. We saw them in bed, but they didn't,
they didn't
know,
say anything.
Say anything happened.
Say anything.
But, it
but he
did.
Said he had this. And he did say, or she did say, that she really wanted to hear what he had to say.
Right.
She was kind of adamant, like, tell me. You know, I really want to know.
I mean, she's fearful of Noah and his outcome.
Did you two think it was a little odd that present day was so, like, dark and gloomy? Every time they fast-forwarded to present day Helen and
it's
John,
always,
it was... No, because it was not like that last season.
Really?
Whenever they, like, catapulted into,
oh, this
like, trial...
Oh, season's been that whole wait time, though.
No, not the whole time. I mean, it was, like, it's exceptionally, like, grainy and creepy and, like, horror movie-esque up in there.
But I...
I feel
don't
like that we might have just seen scenes before that were super light.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I'm going
because I did notice that, but it wasn't bizarre to me because I feel like that's kind of how they do. Like in the present day,
the
it's
mood,
kind of like
yeah.
I thought that was very film noir happening up in my face, and I was like, "What is going on right now?"
I think.
Do I need a cigar or something?
I think you're reading. Well, I don't know.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't.
There's no reading a lot into it.
Let me tell you something. I wouldn't put anything past these writers.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
true.
I wouldn't put anything past these writers. I won't say that I notice it like you do because you do notice things like that, like small, minute detail, which is dope. And that's why you're dope on this panel. So to say that now that you've brought that up, I wouldn't be surprised if purposely the writers did that.
Okay.
I'm just going to say that.
Okay. I accept this
Boom.
Commentary.
There it is.
Boom.
Back at
Shalakalaka.
You.
Okay. Yeah.
So to piggyback on what you said about we don't know if they did talk about it, when they just didn't show us.
Right.
It would be interesting because when we do see on the last one, I'm moving all the way over to Noah's
side. To Noah's side. Yep.
Just to tie it all together, when Helen brings the pacifier
yep.
that she retrieved when she was with Noah at their son Martin's wrestling match, and she brings in this pacifier that she confiscated, and he says, John does, I will not use it unless I have to. So there has to be some connection as to her bringing that pacifier to him for a reason, because she would have to know that somehow Allison has some mystery
so
involved.
So I think at
with
this point, I think Helen. Wow, okay, I think mm-hmm. Helen knows about the that's our baby.
Mm-hmm.
I think that somehow she knows whether she actually saw the video,
mm-hmm.
Or if it was you know he John Joe.
Yep, John.
John told the story of Oscar came in and said this, but I think she knows that Allison and Scotty had that conversation. That's our baby. I think she knows that. So she is like, okay, I still love Noah. He's the father of my children. I've loved mm-hmm. him for 20, 25 years, whatever it is. I'm fine with, you know, getting Allison in trouble if it means saving Noah.
Right.
I don't think she cares at all about Allison, especially now that she has his baby.
Right.
So I think she's more than fine to help out Noah,
of
even
course.
If it means hurting Allison.
Oh, of course. Of course. I mean, at the level we're at now. Like,
I'm really anxious to hear what you have to say.
I'm going to say something. Like, let's get into more of the story. I want to kind of talk about when we have the book reading. And we have two versions of this. And I thought it was, I was telling you guys, I was like, this is really weird. Because here's Noah, you know, in both versions, and I thought it was really weird in both versions, but I thought it was extra weird in Helen's version because she has this moment where Noah's reading this book, and this book is clearly about an affair. It's called The Descent, and he says it's fiction, but, you know, she's not stupid. She knows, and it's just common knowledge that it's, you know, precursor or whatever, talking about what happened with him and Allison. And so she's reading this, and she's kind of looking at him in a certain way, like, and almost to like she's admiring him, and which I don't think is the creepy part. I think it's the fact that what he's talking about and the fact that she's admiring him in spite of all of that, and well, having people ask
the
questions
passage that he chose,
right? And everything, asking questions and whatnot. But did you not think at that point that it was kind of strange, or were you with that?
I think for her, a part of it was the fact that she, because she has been with him for so long, and because I think she was doubtful that he would ever become a successful writer, I think there was a large part of her watching him that was going, oh my gosh, he did it.
Right.
Kind of a thing. So almost like all the obstacles that she was trying to set for him so that he couldn't pursue that path.
Right.
And then she was watching in sort of awe, shock and awe, whatever, going, wow, it really happened. And of course, he was reading a passage that was in direct correlation to their lives together.
Sure.
So I think it was a layered sort of moment
sort
for
of
her.
Moment.
She
okay.
did say in his version, I'm pretty sure, I can't remember she said it in hers, she constantly said, I'm proud of you. I am proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
No,
so
she said that in her
well.
Version, yes.
I think when she was watching him, it was kind of because she was reminiscing on the good times that they had together, and she's proud of him, and I think that this is kind of the man that she wanted him to become, even though in her version she said at dinner, I secretly was really happy that you didn't get your first, you know, your book deal or whatever.
Right.
But I do think that now that he's, I don't want to say powerful, but like now that he is somebody,
well,
I think
he's an established writer.
Yeah,
yes.
And he's well respected, and I think that she respects that as well.
Well, I think it was like, and I'm glad she said that because then it shows kind of a lot of this in this episode for me was a telling of a lot of their past. They went down memory lane in both versions, in dealing with, and we find out that there's an implied abortion that took place. There's, of course, them coming together and how they were different, you know, when they were in college and kind of building their life together and being happy for the kids. And I think in that moment, it's kind of nostalgia. You know, you're sitting here in this moment when you were happy and you were finding this man for the first time. To me, I think a lot of that, her, you know, when she's looking at him and he's reading his passage and she's kind of like, you know, in this moment, it seems like it could have been a reminiscing, like remembering when she met him for the first time, because it was in this space, in this area that they came together. And so it could be a lot of that. And then for her to say, I wanted your first book to fail, because it was kind of a selfish thing. I wanted you just with me and the family.
Right.
Me and the kids.
Yep.
It wasn't like I didn't want you to be successful.
Right.
We just wanted you all to ourselves. So I think it was very telling to kind of show her version and to kind of see where she's coming from with all of this happening regarding this book and his livelihood.
Yeah.
Bam.
I like that. I agree.
Right. So you better.
Whoa.
I'm just playing.
It's real awkward now.
I'm just playing. But when he's reading the book, he's talking about, you know, certain things in the back and in the passages in the book. In his version, when he's reading, of course, it starts off a little different.
Yes, it does.
She is there also. She's not so googly-eyed in his version. She's very stoic in what she's looking at.
She's,
you know,
also
looking at
seated
him.
And not standing.
Exactly. That too.
And he doesn't know that she's there when he starts reading.
Until he peeps her out.
Yeah, he doesn't know she's there. Yeah.
Right. Because before, in her version, he sees her right ahead of time.
Or like verbally. Like,
right, exactly. And he's like, and they have this moment of pantomime. But yes. His version, of course, is a different situation. Eden tells him that she
very
should read.
Very seductively.
Right. Right. Should read from the shower scene version, which is her favorite version or passage in the book. And he starts off that way. And then he, of course, pans over, sees Helen, and then gets flustered, and then decides, I'm just going to pick something else.
Mission aborted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick something else, and I'm going to read this. And then he starts reading the passage that we saw in her version. Mm-hmm. But she's, again, she's very just stoic and kind of just looking at him and just kind of arms crossed type thing, whereas in the other version, a lot different.
Yep.
A lot different. But I felt when they were talking, when they were having dinner in both versions, again, it leaned more to him being the person of giving her, you know, insight. Of course, and a lot in her version, there was a lot of insight he was giving her in relation, like, you know, we talked about earlier, in regards to Whitney, how she was, how they started, all of that kind of stuff. Were you shocked in his version when he mentioned about her having this, you know, said abortion?
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
You didn't see that coming?
At all. No. I forget that they've been together for, like, 72 years.
So long. Right. 73, actually.
73.
Right.
My bad.
Right, right.
But, yeah, I forget that, you know, they're together and they met in college. And so I think in her version she said something about, or maybe it was his, I don't remember, something about being 18.
Right.
And then he said, oh, you know, at 19 and discussing the abortion. And I was like, oh. I mean, it makes sense.
Sure.
They've been through so much together.
A lot.
But, yeah, I wasn't surprised.
You weren't surprised.
No. Were you?
I was, well, I'll say it like this. Not in that moment, only because of what had already come out so far. There had been a lot that have come out, the kind of some skeletons, you know, of Helen in relation to her past, you know, because in his version he's talking about all of those kind of things that happened. So when it came out, I was like, okay, we're building on that. Question for you, though, did you feel... In both of these moments, in these versions, because to me, correct me if I'm wrong, or my opinion is, they were very similar. When it came to dinner and what was discussed at dinner.
Dinner versus drinks.
Right, exactly. But did you get the sense that Helen kind of longed for Noah and maybe was looking at him as possibly like, I miss him and I want to be with him?
100% in her version, I felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like in his version, because this is his version now, the POV is different, so he's seeing it differently.
But, I mean, she still reached for his hand in his version.
Yeah, so...
But I think that was more, in his point of view, more of, like, a friendly. It wasn't like, oh, I miss you, let's get back together.
I think it's... It was a little... I mean, look, there's... She still loves him. That's
right.
Just... It's
well, of course.
Very clear that she still cares for him. She
very
still loves
so.
Him. But I think that she's trying to cope with the fact that if she's going to have a relationship with him at this point, mm-hmm. then certain concessions need to be made. And she's treating him like... their buds.
Mm.
Like, give me that girl's phone number right now.
Yeah. Interesting.
Allison,
call,
I'm helping
call
you out.
Allison. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so I think she's trying to align herself and look, if I'm going to be on the level with him and I'm going to be cool with him or whatever, then I need to treat him like he's my friend.
Right.
And so she's doing that in his version.
He, of course, there's always a sense of Noah, to me, having some sense of selfishness and for me. In some of the things that he does and the way he acts, one of which was the nursery situation, which in the live chat, we have someone by the name of Carrie Driscoll who pointed out that Noah is a douche. And the way he reacted when Allison showed him the nursery. And this just goes to show, you know, even though he has these moments of like, well, Noah, he's not a bad guy and he's not evil. And even Helen even said that about him when he wanted to go back and fight old boy,
Schiffbaum.
Yes.
Schiffbaum.
Yes, Mr. Ernest Schiffbaum.
I like Schiffbaum better.
More fitting, right? But when he wanted to go, she's like, no, you're not that type of guy. That's not you.
It's the darkness
right.
in him.
He has those moments.
Yeah.
And in that. But I think that is a level of selfishness and pride that he has. And we find that a lot of it has to do with their relationship and kind of, I think, him not being able to be who he really wanted to be early on.
Right.
You
He's
know.
Making up for a whole lot of lost
exactly.
time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Years.
Exactly. Exactly. Speaking of Ernest Schiffbaum, he was the hater. In his version, he's talking, we find out, you know, there's a paper that came out, local paper, and Ernest is giving some not so nice criticism of the book. And so we find out that he's actually at the book reading. And so as Noah is taking questions, Ernest Schiffbaum ends up, you know, saying, hey, I want to talk to you about your book and how I think that it sucks and this and that and the other, and just kind of just trying to rip him, you know. And Noah's trying to be graceful about it. And then, of course, he drops a bomb that Noah didn't know yet. He was waiting, but that award that he had been waiting to find out that he really, really wanted to win, he finds out that he didn't get it and another writer did. And so he's looking at Eden like, because you were going to tell me, you know, because she was supposed to be on her game. She didn't tell him. So he finds out by him. Then later on, as they're having dinner and drinks, we find out that Ernest shows up. And so when they go out and he sends Helen, you know, goodbye, which those versions were very different. In her version, you know, there's a cab that comes up that was called by Eden. They have this moment where it's like, oh, the cab. And she's like, no, I'm just going to walk and you could stay with me. And
in that moment, I for sure thought she was going to go in for the kiss.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't think that, but I thought that she might still go and sleep on the couch.
I thought so too. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I didn't foresee a kiss coming. I think that would just be too soon. I think that would be more happening.
I mean, she was so in love with the way that she looked at him.
Oh no, she was just.
She wanted him sexually, but more just like, God, I miss you.
I miss my husband.
Yeah.
I miss my husband. I miss our life together. I miss us being a family.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I liked that. You know, I did like that. As opposed to the Google went out during the reading, I thought that was a little weird. But I think it all built up to the fact that, you know, they had the moment during dinner and then he's piecing her out. And then, you know, he's like, hey, stay with me. I know how you don't like cheap sheets. You can take the bed. I'll take the... but it's also Noah. So it's like, because we see what happens with him in Eden. As I mentioned at the beginning, and I was half right, but... I'll get to that in a second, but he actually ends up, she tells him, don't go back in there, talk to that guy, just leave it alone, you're not that type of person. She leaves. What does he do? He goes back inside.
Yeah, and I actually think it's interesting that in her version, there was none of Mr. Schiffbaum in her version.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I think it's another layer of her sort of the romanticizing of Noah Soloway being this guy that is just being sort of fawned over.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was nowhere to be found in hers.
Right.
So good. I thought that was interesting.
That's true. So he goes back in, and of course he talks to Ernest, and tries to have words with him, and he's drunk. And he's like, you don't know, and da-da-da-da. And he's like, well, I have a book coming out, and I have this and that. He's just being a douche-esque. And so Noah is mad. So he goes with a swing on dude, misses, and it ends up being recorded by students there. And ends up showing up and ends up online.
Of course it does.
Of course.
Yes.
Of
no, course. But don't worry, you guys.
Right.
Eden can spin it.
She can spin it. It's all good.
So, speaking of that, Eden shows in the video to his room, looking all nice. And he's like, but I love Noah. This dude, Noah, man, he's a pimp. So she shows him this bad information. And she's like, you know, I'm going to spin it. You know, you're going to be the bad boy. And he's like, yeah, that's right. I'm a bad boy. Won't you come over here and get some of this bad boy? She's like, but we worked at her. And you know, it's like she couldn't even get work together out. And then they're already on the bed. They're making out. And then she like pumps the brakes. And
shocking.
Is like,
right. I was surprised at that.
I was too.
I was.
Well, he wasn't going to pump no brakes.
No, he wasn't going to. Yeah. No. But right. I was surprised that she did.
She had her top off and everything. Right, and right. She's like, I don't mix business with this right. type of pleasure.
This type of pleasure.
Okay.
Yeah, this.
What type of pleasure do you mix? Yeah, do tell. Please, yeah, Eden.
I think we're going to find out at some point. And actually in chat, Kim Hillsman, she said, I'm really starting to hate Noah. He thinks he's God's gift to women.
Oh, of course. Of course. And starting to hate. Why are you starting to hate it?
I know. Like, we were all getting that, like, layers of hatred, I think, last week. It's just interesting. As I was watching him and Eden in that scene, I was having this moment of, how come I was so okay with him and Allison last season? Like, that was okay. But now seeing him with Eden is, like, making my freaking stomach turn.
Mm-hmm.
It just... I don't know. God bless the show.
I completely agree with what Kim said, feeling that he's God's gift to mankind. Because that woman in the audience, in his version too, was like, how do you know women so well? You're just such a great writer. Oh, well, I mean.
I study them.
In all forms, yes.
Well, I think he's, you know, it was funny because there was a scene, or a portion, I can't remember which version it was, though, where he talked about having a midlife crisis, or that came up.
Yep.
And Helen said, oh, you're midlife crisis, huh? You're still doing that? And he's like, oh, no, I'm past that. I had it. I'm past it. But I think in those moments, that's when he kind of is lashing out. And he talks about, even in the previous episodes with Allison, and how when they got together and how he was because of where he was at in his life, you know, and how he was with his marriage and all these different things. And that's why he pursued us so heavily. So it's just interesting how he thinks about himself. Mm-hmm. The one girl that brought, here's my number. I like how Helen was like, so
give
about that number,
yeah.
Give that to me. And he's like, you know, because sure enough, he probably would have called her too.
It's awful that we think that, but
I mean,
we think that.
No, I'm just saying, he proves it wrong. And I think too, I mean, the show is called The Affair. So there has to be affair for the show to
Once a
to
cheater,
have it.
Always a
exactly.
cheater.
And I think we were with him because it was like there were signs of him not having a good marriage, and you have Allison and you're falling in love with her character because of, you know, her losing her son, and at that moment her husband is not with her, and you these two really love each other, they should come together. But now he has a baby on the way, he has an ex-wife that still kind of longs for her, and now he's wants to sleep with his assistant.
Publicist. Also, he's drunk, but
publicist.
Still.
Might as well be
Maitre
his assistant.
D, whatever.
Yeah, I know, right?
She does everything, actually. Calls taxis, all that kind of stuff. So, it's just interesting. She does do a lot for him. And she was blowing him up, too. That was hilarious. And they were like,
serious case of FOMO.
Yeah, exactly. What is FOMO?
Hey,
millennials. What is FOMO?
That was great.
Yeah.
That was
God
dope.
God bless you, Helen.
I didn't know what it was either.
So. I was like, wait a minute. Hold the phone.
Right.
FOMO.
I didn't know that.
I feel old
that.
Now.
I didn't know that. So I also thought it was funny, the Bruce butthole.
That was funny.
I thought that was hilarious because he hates Bruce. So any comparison is just like, I'm not about that. You know, why are you comparing me to Bruce butthole?
But are you?
But there's a lot of the same type of action.
I think we have to know how old Eden is, because he did make a comment about how Bruce goes for girls half his age.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe Eden might be a little younger,
She doesn't look that young. I think it's just whatever.
I think they are very similar in that they just cannot keep their hands off of women.
Exactly. So, that being said, I think it's a nice time to go into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
By the way, I just want to put this out here, just so that it's on the table. Because I read an article, I don't know, before season two started. And so, the title of this show, The Affair, yes, it's in reference to an affair that happens. But it's also pointing at some kind of an affair. Like, an affair of the stealing of the this, or like, so the word affair doesn't necessarily apply just to two people that are in an unfaithful relationship.
But this show does.
But it's also like, look, the affair of Scotty's murder, right? Or of, you know, the pacifier that Helen just thefted, or whatever.
Right.
I'm just saying, there's layers of, like, season three may or may not have an actual affair. My prediction is there will be a season three. In fact, everyone out there, there is a season three coming our way. Anyway, yeah, so just to put that out there. What do I predict? I predict that, I still think it is Cole's baby.
Okay. Not Scotty.
Faux show. Yeah,
you think it's Cole's baby?
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do. I think that I'm going with this. My ship has sailed in that I think it is Cole's baby. And I think that Noah's going to find out. And I think some shit's going to go down.
It's going to go down.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, man, this show is torturing me.
Mm.
I feel tortured right now.
Yeah.
Because now I don't know what's happening. Yeah. I'm like, I want Cole.
Well, it's starting to spin so many different
ways. The spinning is driving me nutty.
Right.
Like, now I'm on Team Cole.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the shift they wanted you to go into.
Clearly. Yes. I think everyone on social media is also on my Team Cole page.
Even April. Especially April.
Right.
So weird.
So weird.
So estrange. Okay. Okay.
So there's like your prediction.
Yeah, I guess.
Kelly, what about you?
In the preview for next week, we saw that Allison went into labor and Noah had, like, again, 73, missed text messages, calls, and everything. Right. Like, I think I'm going into labor right now. Right. Where are you? Why aren't you answering your phone? So I think maybe she goes ahead and calls Cole or Scotty. Hmm. And I think maybe that might be where the 14 missed calls come from because, I don't think it's like, wait, what hospital are you at? I think it's somehow it gets told that Cole is the father. Mm-hmm. Can you please come help me? I'm in labor type of thing. Mm. And maybe Cole can't. And so Scotty comes with a rescue or attempts to or something. So now Scotty's like, I have this information.
Right.
You and my brother have a baby together. And it's not Noah's. And so I think maybe that might be where the 14 missed calls come from.
Well, thank you for that prediction. I want to piggyback
off
of that.
You're so welcome.
I want to piggyback off that because, again, it just proves my point that Noah's selfish and he thinks of himself. And that is a clear indication of that. Because
we also don't know where he is on his book tour, though, right? So
he was dancing with Eden.
But it was alluding. We don't know yet. But it was alluding that he was with Eden or doing something that... It could have been, you know what I'm saying? It could have.
But if she's in New York and he's in California, how is he just suddenly going to be like, I'll just transport myself and get there?
It's not even that. Like, I don't think it's even a fact of him being there during the delivery. It's the fact that he's not in tune.
Answering his phone.
He's not even in tune with it. He doesn't want this baby. Like, let's keep it real. Like, he's not.
Because he knows it's not his.
Maybe.
No, you think?
I don't think that's it. I think it goes back to. This is too real.
Yeah.
A baby coming.
It's too light.
I can't be. Yeah, exactly. He likes the darkness.
I was going to say, I think it's the darkness. No, I think Allison is becoming light, and he's like, no, what am I getting myself into? You're not dark anymore.
I want the dark.
And notice how light she is every time she came on the screen tonight. She was like,
there you are.
An angel has emerged.
50 Shades of Grey. Like, that's what
right?
No, I see exactly what you're saying.
She was all bright and lovely and
maybe there's a lot of sun in her house.
Maybe not.
No.
It's the glow. It's the pregnancy glow.
Pregnancy
That's
glow.
What it is.
It's the glow.
So my prediction is that Noah's still going to be doing what he wants to do, and he's going to,
Nobody
of course,
can stop him.
Yeah, he's going to miss the delivery of his baby. He's going to miss.
Oh, yes, he is.
He's going to miss the delivery of the baby, and I think also there's going to be a situation where Eden reconsiders having an encounter with Mr. Noah.
And by encounter, Lem, you mean.
Horizontal polka. I'm trying to keep it PG. But
we're way past PG.
I'm like, what? Lem.
You don't know what I'm saying. Stop playing. But that's my prediction. But we have two more episodes left.
I am not okay with that, by the way. I am really not good with that.
I know. It's tough. It's tough. And the way they're doing it, it's like, how do you fit a season finale with two more episodes with what everything that's on the table. Because Allison still has to have this baby. They still got to find out if the baby is his. He's on trial. Are we going to find out if he's going to, is he going to be convicted or not? Like, there's so much that needs to happen in two episodes, and it's just a lot.
Yep. By the way, we should share with all of you out there, we're not going to be doing our show next Sunday night as normal. We're going to be doing it the following Tuesday.
That is
so
correct.
Episode 9, you can join us live.
Live.
Tuesday.
What? Tuesday.
Tuesday.
We're going to watch at 7, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
It was 8 o'clock. We were watching at 7 and 8 o'clock.
No, I think it's...
Oh, no, I don't think we're watching. I think we're taping at
7.
No,
we're taping at 7. Taping at 7. Boom, boom. So 7 o'clock.
7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yes.
Pacific.
Specific
Standard
Time.
Specifically, it's Pacific Standard Time.
There it is.
Yes, indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. We want to thank you for tuning in. We want to thank you for all the people on the live chat.
Yeah, thanks,
we
want to
thank our girl, April Wizard Hat, holding it down on the chat line.
Love you.
We gave you some shout outs. We miss you so much. Can't wait for you to come back next week. Remember that Tuesday, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. You can join us on the live chat. for the 9th episode. And man, it's gonna go down. Again, I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me everywhere on social media at The Poet Saint. Kelly, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kelly Kinez.
Allison Dean!
You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean. Thanks, Lum.
Always. Good night, everybody.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.